Hi, Aralphonic. So this is a talkback based on your January episode. First of all, as somebody who is relatively new to the Podfic fandom, I didn't start listening to Podfic and recording Podfic until 2014, and I didn't actually start talking to other Podficers and actually and really getting involved in Podfic fandom until the middle of 2015. So I really missed all the wank. So it was neat getting to hear about it and to get and getting to really appreciate all of you that were down there in the fanfic mines, in the wank mines toiling away, because Lord do I hate wank. So it was nice to get to hear what I missed. So I really appreciate you all doing that good work. And then the other thing was, during the most recent episode, you talked about wanting to know Audacity tips and tricks in terms of technical editing that we had. And I would say the one that I just found out about probably about 6 months ago is the noise gate filter, which is my new favorite thing and saves my life constantly. I'm one of those people that I feel like in my unedited audio, I have really loud breathing and really loud noise clicks and a whole lot of them. And the noise gate filter, so I'm one of those people that has to edit all of that out. And the noise gate filter saves me a lot of time editing all of that out. So I'll shoot you a link to a tutorial for that as well. But it's a plugin under the effects menu. I believe I had to manually download the plugin, but you know, that's pretty easy. So what the noise gate filter does is you basically set a decibel level, and when the audio drops below this decibel level, it will reduce the output. So you basically, anything that is below your talking range, like breathing and little noise clicks, it will automatically filter those out of the entire timeline, or the entire area that you select. So it can go a lot quicker than normally manually editing them out one by one. And I find it's actually very smart tool, if that makes sense. Like I don't find ever that it's edited out quiet parts of my audio. It kind of evaluates the wave as a whole. So I don't find that it's, you know, clipped off the beginning or ends of words or anything like that. If there are particularly loud noise clicks, I still, you know, have to edit those out, but it saves me so much time. And so anybody who is very picky like me about their audio, which I know there definitely other people are, yeah, it's a really, really great tool and I would recommend it.